AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The chairman of the January 6th commission says criminal referrals will be sent to the Justice Department. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Benny Thompson is not saying who will be targeted or whether Donald Trump will be among them. Vice Chair Liz Cheney has hinted for months that referrals will come. Thompson says the panel will discuss details later today while looking to issue its final report by year's end. While Congress can send criminal referrals to the Justice Department, deciding whether to actually pursue charges is ultimately up to federal prosecutors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Today at the Capitol.
History will forever note that on January 6th, democracy lived on because of them.
Law enforcement officers who defended the Capitol that day were honored with congressional gold medals. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte says this is an emotional day.
For many of the officers with us, today's ceremony is the first time they have returned to the Capitol complex. Many of us still carry the physical, mental, and emotional scars.
Two police officers died by suicide in the days that immediately followed, and a third officer, Brian Sicknick, collapsed and died later after one of the rioters sprayed him with a chemical. Spain is out at the World Cup, losing to Morocco in a shootout. Cristiano Ronaldo has been benched in Portugal's World Cup match against Switzerland. A federal judge in Portland, Oregon, has ruled a new voter-passed ban on high-capacity gun magazines can go into effect Thursday. Voters in Georgia are deciding the final Senate contest in the country. They're choosing between whether to re-elect Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock or Republican challenger Herschel Walker. This is AP News. Lawyers for a 97-year-old former secretary to the SS commander of Nazi Germany's Stutthof concentration camp has asked for their client to be acquitted.
Irmgard Fürschner has been on trial for over a year at a state court in northern Germany. According to a court spokesman, Fürschner said in her closing statement she was sorry for what had happened and regretted that she'd been there at the time. Her lawyers are requesting her acquittal, arguing that evidence hadn't shown beyond doubt that Fürschner knew about the systematic killings at the camp. Tens of thousands of people died at Stutthof and its satellite camps, or on death marches at the end of World War II. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Iranian authorities sentenced five people to death for allegedly killing a member of a paramilitary force affiliated with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard during protests in Tehran. 11 others received prison sentences. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.